This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 40,000 people were killed in traffic accidents in the U.S. in 2017. Target has agreed to revise its hiring guidelines in order to stop complaints of discrimination against black and Hispanic applicants with minor or dated criminal records or offenses. Mike Bovani, acting head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, hired his chief of staff at $259,000 at the top of the agency's and government's pay scale, giving her a 50% raise. Another aide was raised by $50,000 to $220,000. 219 CFPB workers make over $200,000. Groups in Myanmar have rebutted Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook's claim to have stopped hate speech against Muslims from circulating in Myanmar. Many have felt the use of Facebook helped trigger the genocide against the Rohingya. The groups included tech contractors that had written Facebook standards in the country. They also hit the lack of transparency and resources to resolve the issues, including insufficient Burmese speakers in Ireland, where Facebook monitors Myanmar. China does not allow men to marry before the age of 22, and women not until 20. President Trump's last White House news conference was in February 2017. Hundreds of thousands of India's Dalits, once known as untouchables, skipped work and demonstrated over recent court rulings that they felt eroded hard-won gains. Much of their anger is at the Modi government for weak response to continuing caste discrimination. The court case has added additional barriers to proving discrimination in a judgment for the Indian Supreme Court. Representative Blake Fahrenholt, Republican of Texas, who used $84,000 in taxpayer funds to settle a sexual harassment case with his former communications director, abruptly resigned from Congress. More than 52% of SNAP or food stamp dollars, or $33 billion, were redeemed at big box stores such as Walmart and Target, up from 47% in 2014, according to USDA figures. The administration is considering cutting the program by 20% over the next 10 years with work requirements. Facebook has agreed to force people buying issue or political ads to reveal their identities and locations. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.